Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're waiting. We're waiting for the press conference out of Georgia. And, you know, I'll try to play that once they come up and on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I keep saying, get involved, get engaged, be informed so you know what you're speaking about or what to speak about, if you would. I mean, this is just, it's getting more and more ridiculous, but I can't see any of it, right? I want you to think about something. Remember the Gateway Pundits, Jim Hom. He joined Steve Bannon in the war room earlier. He was discussing the Michigan Attorney's General Dana Nassel, right? It's a confirmation on Friday that the far-left registration group, GBI Strategies, turned in 8,000 to 10,000 suspected fraudulent voter registrations. Okay? If that's the truth, how did they certify that election? Now, GBI Strategies has offices in the battleground states, and the group is funded by top Democrat donors, including the Biden campaign, the Democrats' editorial campaign, and more. Now, that in and of itself, yeah, okay. You know, you're sitting there going, really? But Jim says this was quite a surprise for us on Friday. Dana Nassel, the attorney general there, the far-left attorney general, came out with a statement. And the Detroit News wrote about this. It pretty much echoed his reporting back in 2020. Right? Remember all these conspiracy things that we were all wrong about, right? So when you see that happen, well, you see these things happen. Well, that's good. When you see these things happen, you have to stop and say, well, why did they ignore us? What was the reason behind it? Now, they admitted that there were at least a minimum 8,000 suspected fraudulent registrations turned into the county. That was during the election. They admitted that the group was GBI Strategies, which the Gateway Pundit had reported on during the election. They knew it was happening. They could say, it doesn't require you to have a college degree to figure this stuff out. Right? Muskegon County or Muskegon City Clerk, they've been watching this like a hawk. They admitted that the group was GBI Strategies. They admitted the group was connected with Democrats. And it was actually everything that they... This was in the Detroit press. These are their people now coming down on them. Now, after reading the report in the Detroit press, Steve Bannon said that we were tempted to file charges for them stealing our work. Hey, this was everything they had already called out. Whenever we have information, they're not interested. Because it always, I won't say it goes against them, because that's not how it works. It doesn't go against them. It goes against their narrative. Right? It just doesn't, it honestly just doesn't stop. And I don't think it's going to stop. I really don't believe it's going to stop anytime soon. And the reason I say that is because ultimately, until some of them go to jail, until someone goes to jail for this these truly fraudulent acts, nothing's going to change. Absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. And is we have so many fronts, but pick a front to fight. Don't try to get them all. Some of you get all crazy, you write me, and you don't know which way to look. You don't know what to do. Well, pick something. Pick one thing. Pick one thing that makes you crazy that you can sink your teeth into, that you can jump into. And go from there, right? Anyway. You know, and you've got impeachment charges now against Joe Biden. Does anybody know that? Anybody hearing about that? Anybody have a clue about it? And don't forget that these charges against Trump, they somehow popped up on the Fulton County website before they were supposed to. Right? Just amazing. All right. They look like they're still trying to set up and make pretty pretty, which I don't much care about pretty pretty. Never have. Let me see. What do I got here? Catholics. There you go. Catholics are all up in arms right now. They decry the addition of abortion to the protection law. Now, Roman Catholic bishops condemn the Biden administration's proposed rules that would simply force employers to make accommodations for women who receive abortions. Now, we've been through this before. The programs that these Catholics offer, or these Catholic organizations offer, nobody else is doing it. So if nobody else is doing it, if the only way a woman can get help, or only way a family can get, you know, medical care, is through a Catholic organization, they're telling them now they either have to offer them abortion or stop offering the help. What a sick group of people. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. We are on Trump indictment watch out of Georgia. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-BRO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You get that by getting informed. You already know that. I'm going to tell you, I don't have to tell you that. You already know that. And I do appreciate the time, like I said, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you have a, that you actually have a clue. Kind of proud of the fact that most of my listeners, I don't know you all, have a clue, because you're always sending me emails and information on real issues, right? I mean, seriously. All right, I got so many stories to get through here, and I'm hesitating to get deep into them because I really do want to make sure that we have it available to watch the, God. Oh, wow. Looks like they're putting up some of the information on 18 other indicted by Fulton County Grand Jury. You look at Rudy Giuliani, one of them. Any Republican that was outspoken in pushing back against this. Right, Sidney Powell. Now, what they would have to prove, the biggest thing they would have to prove, is that these guys knew what the truth was and were pushing a lie. They never have to do that with Democrats. They only have to do that with Republicans. Right? They're pushing a lie, and they knew they were pushing a lie. I mean, seriously. We'll see how far that goes. Come on, lady. Get out there. I can't tap dance this long. Massachusetts versus Christians on transgenderism. This is my home state. They have gone so whacked. Maybe we should take statehood away from them. Right? What if you pick up everybody, move them to California, let California have them all. Let them have all the loons, right? Kenny and Matthew Burke, Catholic couple facing fertility struggles, wanted to become foster parents. They eventually wanted to adopt, but that was too bad for them. Now, the state has rejected their application to become foster parents because they won't affirm the child's LGBTQ ++79310 status. I'm just making the other side because it just changes so much. It's really become a problem. It changes so much. Now, somehow, what is it, the American Medical Pediatrics Association? They're trying to find a way to affirm this stuff. Yet doctors and scientists are saying, no, 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 don't do this. The case is being argued by Burke's behalf by the Alliance Defending Freedom and the state's regulations on adoption. Well, they point towards something more devious. Massachusetts establishing, basically, a state religion of its own, isn't it? Yeah, they faith-based, because it's its own faith-based dogma, its own faith-based spirituality, right? They're ruling on not adherence to what they perceive is the truth. Massachusetts regulations dictate that all foster adoptive parents must abide by the teachings of gender ideology. That's right. You know, this shows you the ignorance here, right? We kind of touched on this earlier. Democracy is mob rule, 50+1, majority rules. If that's the case, you have... Now, I'd have to know if there was the majority of the loudest voices or truly what's out there. Because you realize that the LGBTQ plus A79 community is somewhere around, they claim it's around 7%, which I don't buy. I'm just going to tell you. I don't buy the number. I've seen anywhere from 2.5% to 7%. So I'm going on the high end just to give them their due. 2.5% to 7%. Black communities, what are they? They're down 13, 14. I mean, we can hit every one of these. So if you really want democracy like you keep talking about, you know, it's getting in the way of our democracy, well, then I think that our judges, our elected officials should follow those same percentages, don't you? If this is the way you want to do it, and you want true equity / equality, then I think what you need to do is make sure that the percentages line up in Congress, in whatever, as the percentages in America are. Right? Women, black women, white women, lesbians, whatever it is. I don't care. Just speaking. Well, I know this is tough. I'm going to make a comment here, right? Be specific. Never mind. I got enough aggravation. I don't need more. Anyway. Let's see. Oh, yeah, right. Chicago. Back at that again. You know, the place where you can't get a gun? the Chicago Democrat representative started tearing up, right? And just was so mad. And then turned around and then just went after Kamala for touting Dem successes. Right? There's rampant crime, gangs, illegals, and she's talking about how great everything is. See, this is why I say to you, it's a sickness. It is a sickness for them to look at people being shot in the street, right? Black on black crime in Chicago and ignoring it. That's how much they care about you. Democrat Alderman Raymond Lopez of Chicago, he told American Reports that that no matter how much Vice President Kamala Harris may laugh at the violence plaguing his city, it's no laughing matter to them. She was in Chicago for the Evertown for Gun Safety Action when she was asked about, you know, gun violence in the city. She went on to say, how are you thinking about this issue right now in this moment? This is what's become the vice president's go-to move when asked a potentially awkward question. Harris laughed in response and said, vote gov. Huh? That's a federal government site for voter registration information. Right? It's an apparent call from the vice president to Democrat voters. Go there. Get your information. Now, Chicago has been governed by Democrat chiefs since 1930. Are you ready for that? So how their issues are not because of Democrats, I don't know how that works. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son, Hunter.
They keep turning up documents and witnesses showing that the president wasn't involved, never discussed these business dealings, and did nothing wrong.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the investigations led by House Republicans have yet to turn up substantial evidence to prove those allegations. If you're an American, chances are you're drinking.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages like liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with findings for more than eight decades that the company's been tracking the number. Meanwhile, this year, 38% said they do not drink at all. For those who do drink, 69% said they drank in the past week and 32% in the past day. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, still awaiting the press conference from Georgia. See what Fannie... We'll see what kind of thing that Fannie Willis... is going to try to spin. Because, I mean, it got nothing else, right? I mean, what else? Again, we've heard all this. And they're going to try to spin it some more. Try to make him look like the worst guy. Anyway, let me get back to my other story, because this stuff just makes me crazy. All right. We're talking about how Chicago is... I mean, they're in trouble. The crime on crime on crime, black on... On black crime? No, not black on white. You heard me. Black on black crime is out of control. Young black kids are being killed there by other, maybe young black or older black kids. Do they care at all about themselves? Do they care at all about their people? I don't know. I don't live in Chicago. I'm not black. But from what I hear, from friends, from people, from reporters out there, yeah, there's issues. Harris was in town. Talking about the successes of the Democrat Party, and I always said they are so out of touch with themselves. They're so out of touch with reality. Forget everybody else. They're just so self-unaware of what they're saying, basically, while she's stepping over dead bodies. And her, you know, her go-to is always the cackle, laughing. Every time she has no answer or she's caught. Now remember, Chicago's been on a Democrat rule since the 30s. They can't blame anything on Republicans. So the Democrats, I've said it, I'm sorry if you lost a loved one, but you get what you deserve. You keep voting these people in. Long as you keep voting these people in, nothing changes. Now, the aldermen and others did not appreciate Harris's response. He goes on to talk about it. It seems like nobody wants to say it out loud, okay? We have drug-fueled violence. We have gun violence. We have gang violence. And I wouldn't just hand Chicago money. I wouldn't do it. It's just too corrupt. Not much different between them and D.C., now, she's touting Democrat successes in the state of Illinois, city of Chicago. Lopez said, you know, this is funny. Look at the successes we've had. Crime is out of control. Immigration is now at our feet because of our border crisis, which he has ignored for 2 years. Thank God they're going after her. Finally, the Democrats are on her. She was named the border czar. And here we are again, trying to address the same thing. Right? I mean, she has done nothing. Imagine if she was a president. She would be under the desk. No, stop it. She would be under the desk, cackling and crying at the same time. There's no way she can handle this. Not in your life. According to the Daily Caller, nearly 1.8 million illegal immigrants have been encountered by U.S. Customs Border Protection. I think it's more than that, but that's just me. You know, when we start looking at the numbers going up and up and up, I mean, we're well over, got to be close to 3 million. Right? Maybe even more than that. If you count out the years since Biden's in, how many people they keep saying come across the border, we've had a few months where they're well over 200,000. You know, and how many illegal immigrants who managed to avoid contact got in here? Remember, she was appointed the border czar, right? Back in March of 2021. There's no better example of people feeling safe than Chicago right now, Smith said. I'm sorry, not feeling safe. Right? Think about the corporations, the companies that have left, the stores that have closed down. They're done. They can't deal with it anymore. I don't blame them. Remember, they're in business to make money, not just allow you to steal stuff off their shelves. A lot of times, Biden administration members aren't paying attention to what's going on in the street. They don't care. It doesn't bother them. They don't see it. They're living in a very academic world. Right? Okay. Looks like they're coming out. Yep, they are. Here we go. Be quiet. Okay, come on. You can do this. Yeah, we knew that was going to be too easy, right? Oh, God bless. Let me try this again. It's just so irritating. I know we can get this thing working if I try hard enough. Anyway, but like I said before, we really have to push back. We really have to fight back on this. You guys got this working? Not yet? That'd be too easy, right? All right, well, whatever. We said we can get it working over here. That would be nice. God bless. Yep, here she
Thank goes. You for joining us. I'm here with the prosecutors and investigators who have worked diligently on the investigation of criminal attempts to interfere in the administration of Georgia's 2020 presidential election. Today, based on information developed by that investigation, a Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state. The indictment includes 41 felony counts and is 97 pages long. Please remember that everyone charged in this bill of indictment is presumed innocent. Specifically, the indictment brings felony charges against Donald John Trump, Rudolph William Louis Giuliani, John Charles Eastman, Mark Randall Meadows, John Cheeseborough, Jeffrey Clark, Jenna Lynn Ellis, Ray Stallings Smith III, Robert David Cheeley, Michael A. Roman, David James Schaefer, Sean Micah Tresher Steele, Stephen Cliffgard Lee, Harrison William Prescott Floyd, Travion C. Cootie, Sydney Catherine Powell, Kathleen Austin Latham, Scott Graham Hall, and Misty Hampton, also known as Emily Misty Hayes. Every individual charged in the indictment is charged with one count of violating Georgia's Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act through participation in a criminal enterprise in Fulton County, Georgia, and elsewhere to accomplish the illegal goal of allowing Donald J. Trump to seize the presidential term of office beginning on January 20th, 21. Specifically, the participants in association took various actions in Georgia and elsewhere to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election. As you examine the indictment, you will see acts that are identified as overt acts and those that are identified as predicate acts, sometimes called acts of racketeering activity. Overt acts are not necessarily crimes under Georgia law in isolation, but are alleged to be acts taken in furtherance of the conspiracy. Many occurred in Georgia, and some occurred in other jurisdictions and are included because the grand jury believes they were part of the illegal effort to overturn the results of Georgia's 2020 presidential election. The acts identified as predicate acts or acts of racketeering activity are crimes that are alleged to have been committed in furtherance of the criminal enterprise. Acts of racketeering activity are also charged as separate.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I'll keep this rolling during the break. Be right back.
We've learned anything from recent news. It's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, no shot there. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We love, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we all win, it's the way you get informed. Well, we heard the charges. You saw the names, or heard the names. Anybody, is anybody really surprised? Anybody at all? Because I'm not. And I don't expect it to stop here. Anybody else? I expect it to keep going. I expect that somebody else will come up with something, a secret letter, a secret something. Right? You see how they're squelching down all the Biden stuff? Now you have Special Counsel Weiss. You can't call him to testify at all. Right? I mean, again, just amazing to me. Now, she's giving them to the 25th to turn themselves in. How much fun will that be? No, come on, really, seriously. See, if I was them, I'd all show up at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Go in there Friday at lunch, bring a whole bunch of Chick-fil-A just to make them crazy. God, guys, it you know, you've heard it. You've heard it over and over and over again. You know, people want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. And really, this is not going to go anywhere. I don't even know where to go with this. It's frustrating. It's irritating. But where can it go? Now, they may find people there. Right? They may find people there that will be on their side. I don't know how he gets a real... let's just be honest about it. I don't know how Trump gets a fair trial in D.C. I've got to say, they don't want him to have one. And if you think, for any reason, in any way, in any shape, manner, or form, that they truly, truly, truly want a fair one down in Georgia, yeah, you've had way too much to drink. They've got to nail this guy no matter what. Look at the damage that they have ratcheted this up, and look at the damage they've done in the 2 years they've had, this 2+ years they've had this office. Look at the damage they've done to our kids, the country, our education. I realize a lot of the stuff they've been working on for decades. But with Joe in there, right? I mean, they've been doing this. It's almost bullet train speed. And they don't seem to care. Nothing seems to bother them. And I said it before. Are they that evil? Or do they love power that much? I would love to know. I would love to know what you guys think. And again, if you're being honest with yourself. God, I love this. If you're being honest with yourself and you're on the other side of the aisle, does any of this really make sense to you? Really? Now, I love Hillary Clinton coming out. I mean, think about this. She came out and she said that she didn't feel any satisfaction in the latest indictment out of Georgia that targeted former President Donald Trump, except that in the interview with Rachel Maddow, or what do they call her, Rachel Mad Dog? Rachel Maddow on MSNBC DFG, they were giggling. They were giddy, like two high school girls. They get to date the captain of the football team. Clinton didn't take the bait to take the victory. Yes, she did. Stop it. He usually beat her for the presidency. You know, she was so ho-hum in that. It was all over her face that she really felt that she deserved that. That was her win. So the two shared a laugh together as news of the indictment, her and Rachel. She said, I feel just a great, profound sadness. Oh, like she did when she got caught with the email server, right? That we have a former president who's been indicted for so many charges that went right to the heart of whether or not our democracy would survive. We don't have a democracy, so hopefully it'll die. You can't make it one just because you want it one. Fulton County grand jury handed up 13 counts of indictment. Like, this is like nothing new. This is a 98-page, I'm looking at it now. It's a 98-page indictment. If you stop to think about what the public evidence is, she goes on to say, he went to defraud the United States of America and the citizens of our nation. What a bunch of hooey. These are the same people that work 24-8 and taking away your voting rights and making sure your votes don't count, playing games with ballots. Seriously. And Trump is the enemy? Trump is the problem? I mean, this is only proof positive as to how much these people drink. I mean, think about the call alone that he had. I mean, there's a real con job here, but think about the call alone he had with the president of Ukraine. Right? They indicted him over a phone call to Ukraine. We have money changing hands from people in Russia and Ukraine to the Bidens. And that's not proof of anything, according to the Democrats. How can you take this clown car of legislators, how can you take them seriously? You can't. She goes on to say, now he knew he even went into the voting machines in order to determine whether or not those voting machines had somehow been breached. Right? Even though they were the ones doing the breaching. So they're accusing him of playing with those machines. This is what they do all the time, though. I played you the clip earlier. This is how they operate, this is how they think, and this is what they do. Clinton praised the investigation by the Fulton County District Attorney. But I don't know that anybody would be satisfied, she said. This is a terrible moment for our country. God, she can't be. How much she's forgotten about the damage that her and her husband have done. The wake of bodies, the wake of just of corruption that those two are. When you see corruption in the dictionary, you should see pictures of Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Obamas, the Biden. Well, the Biden should be number one on top. I never thought that we would see this level of corruption in the government. He's been like this since he's been in the Senate. Think of the power he must have had, the friends he must have had to make some of these things happen. Who else has benefited at this level on the Republican side? Well, really, in all sincerity. The Bushes were multimillionaires when they got there. They didn't need the money. Billy Boy wasn't. Right? Billy Bob didn't have that kind of money. Obama, are you serious? I don't think the man could afford five suits. And now he's got a home on Martha's Vineyard. Amazing. Aren't they the ones always railing against the rich people? I mean, they got tattoos of hypocrisy all over them. Maxine Waters doesn't even live in her district, lives in a $4 million home. How does she know the plight of her people? God bless. Hillary goes on to say, the only satisfaction may be in the system working. Well, yeah. No. Not the system working. Your system working, maybe. Right? The only satisfaction maybe the system is working, she says, that all of our efforts, or all the efforts by Donald Trump, his allies, enablers, try to silence the truth and undermine. They're trying to make an example of all of you. They're trying to make an example of you and me and others who would open their mouths. Yeah, Tammy and I have been through quite a bit. Right? So they're trying to make examples of us so that the rest of you will back down. I've had people call me and tell me, as far as the, you know, running for office goes, they won't do it. They'll say, God bless guys like you. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to go through all that stuff. Well, I'm not going to let them silence me. I don't care what it is. They put up fake stuff about me before, and I just put back on them. I just call them out. I don't say, no, that's not true. I will actually look at them and say, really? Seriously? Show me. Show me the proof, and I'll quit. Show me this, and I'll quit. Right? They don't want to hear any of that. And frankly, they won't. I've had somebody that's accused me of a whole bunch of stuff. And I keep asking her, hey, I'll give you an audience. You go ahead and hop on, and you tell people what you believe about me. And then you tell them the truth you have. But I have a right to respond. And that person will not come on the show. Right? Because those are my people. Anyway, God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow.